U.S. immigration authorities say an 8-year-old boy from Guatemala died in government custody early Tuesday, marking the second death of an immigrant child in detention this month. The boy, identified by Guatemalan authorities as Felipe Gomez Alonso, had been in CBP's custody with his father since December the 18th. The agency said Felipe was eventually hospitalized twice and died just before midnight. United States Congressman from Texas, Beto O'Rourke.
There should be an investigation, and as you know, in the case of Jacqueline's death, there is a Office of Inspector General investigation. I'm going to call for an investigation in this latest death that we learned about today on Christmas Day, just to get to the facts, make sure we understand what happened, and to prevent something like that from happening again.
The death came during an ongoing dispute over border security and with the partial government shutdown underway over President Donald Trump's request for a border wall funding. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko announced the expiration of martial law a month after it was imposed in response to Russia's seizure of three Ukrainian Navy ships in the Black Sea. Poroshenko made the announcement Wednesday before the country's National Security and Defense Council, saying the decision was based on analysis of the components of the security situation in the country. Martial law was imposed after the Russian Coast Guard fired at and seized the Ukrainian ships and their crews, 24 of whom remain in Russian custody. Russia said the Ukrainian ships were captured after entering Russian waters while trying to cross the Kerch Strait without permission. Ukrainian officials have maintained that these ships did not need permission to cross the strait. Under martial law, Ukraine prohibited the combat-aged Russian men from entering the country. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin.